Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today. We are looking at mainly sunny skies. We'll have a high of about 63 degrees. Temperature-wise around the area, Kenosha's at 43. It is 35 in Burlington. Milwaukee 44, also 44 degrees in Racine. Well, the Packers could not string enough good plays together to beat the Indianapolis Colts or to make big plays when needed. And as a result, they're now in third place in the NFC North behind Minnesota and Detroit, a 31-26 loss to the Colts yesterday at Lambeau.
I understand where we line up against the other teams. I never really factored that in because it doesn't matter anyways. I mean, you only played eight games, so you got eight left. So we understand what the schedule is. Quality of play has been not quite where we want to be. I think our style of play, six of the eight games, has been excellent, and that's what we got to build off of.
That's head coach Mike McCarthy. Aaron Rodgers, three touchdown throws, almost 300 yards in the air. Packers now 4-4. They've lost two straight. They'll play the Titans in Nashville next Sunday. In Milwaukee, a hit-and-run accident claims the life of a five-year-old girl as she was walking to church. The youngster struck while on West Leon Terrace. The driver took off. Witnesses indicated the girl was holding her mother's hand, waiting to cross the street when it happened. With sunset now coming earlier following the end of daylight savings time over the weekend, the darkness of the afternoon, that could have an impact tomorrow, especially safety around polling places is going to be emphasized.
From 5 o'clock till 8 o'clock, it's going to be pretty dark out there, and people don't normally see that amount of pedestrians in those given areas. So they need to slow down, keep an eye out, and the pedestrians need to be very careful and not in a big hurry to get across the street to vote or back to their car. So it's more or less caution on both ends, motorists and the pedestrian end of it. Take their time, be careful, and make sure you're looking both ways and you can see where you're going and what's coming at you.
That's Larry Corsi with the State Bureau of Transportation Safety, who suggested if you plan to go vote on Tuesday, might be a good idea to also budget in some extra time just to get to your polling place, find a place to park given what's expected to be a fairly sizable turnout. A man in South Milwaukee is recovering from mainly smoke inhalation. His garage caught fire Sunday. He was treated by paramedics but not taken to the hospital. Fire crews called to that home on Rawson Avenue at about 4:30 in the afternoon. Investigators working on the cause of the fire did some widespread damage to that garage. At the end of September, the Racine Water Wastewater Utility sent notices about overdue bills to some 11,500 customers in the city and surrounding municipalities. That will not be the final figure, though, for tax bill assessments in the coming months. Utility General Manager Keith Haas, during budget review, explained that the local notice leads to payments by November 1st. Several thousand people, in fact, do that on their overdue bills, or else they're going to be facing a 10% penalty.
And then we turn over the tax roll to all the municipalities on about November 14th or thereabouts, and it will go on their tax bill. And at that time, it's normally down to 7,000 that get rolled over to the tax roll, and they get rolled over in Sturtevant, Mount Pleasant, Elmwood, North Bay, and Racine.
When asked about a better payment response if maybe the bills weren't addressed to occupants, Haas noted the budget would have to increase because of more office staff needed to actually address envelopes. The Water Wastewater Utility, while technically connected to city operations, is run as a separate entity. Oversight is by the State Public Service Commission. That includes any rate change requests. And a busy evening for committee meetings at Racine City Hall because of the election tomorrow. That'll include the Public Works and Services Committee, set to gather at 5:30 p.m. in Council Chambers, Room 205. The agenda includes bid results to replace the Hanchel Park Shelter west of Giese School and the site of the Racine County Law Enforcement Memorial. Resolutions of support for local matches to a couple of DNR grants, one for wheelchair lift improvements at the 5th Street Boat Launch Pier, and the other for the installation of an ADA-compliant kayak launching point at Pew Recreational Area. And the Racine Unified School Board's got a work session coming up at 6 o'clock tonight. It'll be in Building 1 of the Administrative Services campus. That's the same room they hold regular business meetings in. The agenda includes an update on charter schools, the purchase of security equipment, and an update on the Raising Racine 2022 strategic plan. No decisions, though, will be made at the end of the discussions. The Kenosha Transit Commission is holding a special meeting at 4:30 this afternoon, and fare increases are on the agenda. That meeting in Room 301 of the Municipal Building will include the chance for public comment on the main fare increase to the current $1.75 fare for adults. By comparison, the Bell Urban System in Racine has a $2 fare for adults. The meeting agenda also shows votes scheduled on a paratransit fare increase, as well as whether active and retired military, as well as VA cardholders, could ride free. Kenosha's buses run from 6 in the morning till 7:30 at night, Monday through Friday. 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturdays, but no Sunday service. By comparison, again, the Bell Urban System, 5:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. on weekdays, 5:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Saturdays, 9:40 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. on Sundays. A week after approving the 2017 budget, the Racine County Board tonight will gather at 6:30 at Eyes Grove and will set the levy and the tax rate with the budget. Going into the meeting and ahead of the official numbers being presented to supervisors, the budget levy is going up about $936,000, in part because of some initiatives put forth by County Executive Jonathan Delagrave. One, an expansion of mental health programs into one general location. Another, the start of creating a youth sports complex. And there's money toward the Sheriff's Department. Racine's Public Works Department is planning to roll out, you may have heard, the new semi-automated solid waste collection cart system next summer. Still not fully detailed, though, at this point on a plan for bulky waste collection. Something will be in place, though, according to Commissioner Mark Yellen, who noted that a fee that was caught by one of the aldermen in the proposed budgets, that's going to be dropped.
Now that you actually read the fine print, we're probably going to eliminate that fee when we implement that system. Because we do not want to discourage anybody from bringing bulky waste down to Pearl Street.
He said that the Pearl Street site would be open more, but with continued restrictions on what can and cannot be accepted. Going into the budget process and planning for semi-automated carts next summer, discussion about bulky waste had included a handful of free pickup requests in a given year. Racine's Finance and Personnel Committee meeting in room 307 at City Hall tonight, 5 p.m. agenda. Business Improvement District operating budgets going to be talked about, proposed by the boards for Downtown, Uptown, and Douglas Avenue. By law, each has to submit a proposed budget to the city. For Downtown, 184 parcels in the bid, totaling $194,000 in extra assessments, $30,000 for 130 parcels in Uptown, and along Douglas Avenue, the special charges for the 212 parcels, that totals $48,500. Well, there are jobs available for graduates from the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences programs at UW-Madison. That's according to the Associate Director of Career Services, Megan O'Rourke.
All the research that's out there right now that's coming out is that hiring across the United States for entry-level candidates is up. Employers feel very good about their outlooks to be able to hire undergraduates, and the salaries are up a little bit too.
She says the salaries for the graduates, not too bad, in fact, with some involving deal sweeteners. She says some of the hot areas for employment include biological engineering and technology fields. O'Rourke notes that with students interested in the environmental sciences and wildlife biology, they should know that today's society is much more concerned about sustainability and environmental protection, and there's a reflection in the value of jobs in those areas. Take note of a new nonstop flight between Milwaukee and Seattle coming in the spring. Delta Airlines to start that service March the 9th, leaving Milwaukee at 7:55 in the morning, arriving in Seattle just before 10:30. The return flight will leave Seattle at 5:05 p.m. and land just minutes before 11 p.m. at Mitchell. The route is the third nonstop to Seattle from Mitchell Airport, with Southwest Airlines and Alaska Airlines also offering those flights. And a very special meeting of the Caledonia Village Board at 5 o'clock this afternoon, not because of what's on the agenda, but rather where the meeting is taking place. In the old Town Hall building, which was moved to Linwood Park on 5 Mile Road, east of Highway 38. The setting, with a longer drive for some, will be a little more cozy also than the Eastside Community Center, but without the HVAC system and the ladder kicking in, or the water fountain for that matter. Among the agenda items, a resolution that awards the contract for constructing an interceptor sewer and water main on Highway K and Adams Road. WRJN.com, that's our webpage. Our newscasts are there in the local news section. And at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.